Otra vez, buenos días, ¿cómo están? Muy bien, gracias. ¿Y usted?
Para mí es un honor y un placer estar aquí presente en San Diego State University, which is of course my alma mater. These were my early hunting grounds, as it were. So it's it feels very good to be here. I see that this campus has grown in exorbitant ways, and it is pleasant to see that there are many, many more Chicanos and Chicanas attending this university than there were when I first got here. Let me tell you a little bit about that. When I first got here, we're talking about 1967, there were about five or six of us on this campus, Chicanos, Chicanas. And it was such an experience to go through the halls, you know, up and down the halls around the campus, and you see a Chicano or a Chicana, ¡ahí va uno! ¡Saca la cámara! No, porque ¿quién te iba a creer? You know, who was going to believe that there were other Mexicans on this campus? So it was six of us that started it. We started an organization called MAYA, Mexican American Youth Association, that later became MECHA in 1969. But thanks to the formation of that organization, we started recruiting. We went to the UOP office, and the director told, you know, we asked, how come more Chicanos and Chicanas are not being recruited? And point blank, the director at the time, whose name I will not mention, told us that, well, Chicanos didn't seem to be interested in the college education, that they were more interested in mechanical careers, such, you know, mechanics, or working in the fields, or joining the army, and they really weren't interested in college. Well, you know what? Why don't you give us applications and we'll go to the high school and make sure that these people apply. And sure enough, that first year we got 40 people, the next year we got 200 people, and on and on and on. The rest is history, so it's very good to see that more Chicanos and Chicanas are now coming to this university that, amazingly enough, has the rubric or the la mascota de este lugar is Aztec, you know. Some people are uptight about that, I don't know why, really. Porque en realidad los aztecas eran una civilización bastante desarrollada, que tenían un sistema de educación obligatorio, they had a compulsory educational system. So it is an honor for Anglo-American people to have a mascot like Aztec, and they should realize that Aztecs were not sacrificial imperialists, as many people like to depict them, at all. Those are things that have to be discussed at an academic and at a historical and anthropological level, but I will not go into that. Today I'm here to do a poetry reading and celebrate my first novel, As Our Barrio Turns, Who the Yoke Be On. And let me tell you a little bit about the novel, because once I get reading, I'll just start reading, and I'll just keep on going. This novel, to me, was absolutely necessary. It took many years to write, because I'm a poet, I'm not a prose writer, but it has afforded me the license to lie. This is fiction. Well, this is fiction, you know, you can invent things, you know, it's very different than poetry. But it took a while for me to find a format that I could work with, and I'm pleased with this, and I have the fortune of having been published by a local press, family-owned Chicano press, Calaca Press, people are in the back. And this novel to me is very important because during the early days of the Chicano movement, a lot of things began here in San Diego. You know, the Chicano mural movement, the Chicano studies, we had the first department in the nation, the Chicano Free Clinic, the first park, Chicano Park, the first cultural center, and Centro Cultural de la Raza. There were a lot of firsts here. But of course, as it is, you know, you go anywhere in the United States and you say, where are you from? You know, well, I'm from San Diego. And I said, you're not from L.A., Southern California? Because when they say Southern California, Southern Cal, they think of L.A. They don't think of San Diego, even though we're further south. In fact, we're the most southwestern point in the southwest. But they don't think of us. So what happened is that the Angelinos, and no offense to those of you who may be from Los Angeles, ripped off all the credit. And no offense. But to me, it was absolutely necessary then to address the number of firsts that took place over here. And for very good reason. I mean, we're right on the border, so the contradictions that we experience are harsher here than those that you experience in L.A., which is a very, very cosmopolitan city. So to me, this is of absolute importance in terms of narrating the early movement days. We're talking about 1967, 68, 69, all the way up to 70. All of it is not in there. There are other novels to come, and I will play with that some more. But I wanted to mention that. Without much more to say, most of my reading today will be coming from three books, actually four books. I will include part of a chapter or a full chapter if I have the time of this novel. And I'll be reading from a little bit from Return, from Zeta Eros, and from E tu Raza, which is the one that got the American Book Award from the Before Columbus Foundation, which I thought was very apropos, Before Columbus Foundation. You know. In fact, in the novel, once you pick it up, and it will be for sale today, you will find out that I attended a military school, Catholic military school in Mexico, in Cuernavaca, Morelos, by the name of Cristóbal Colón. And what we used to call it, and you will find that out when you read the novel, we used to call it Castillo Colón. I don't know if you caught that, it's Castillo Colón, but anyway, we'll leave it there. Fácil. Urban renewal, así in one word, the character of the barrio was to be or not to be, ser o no ser. The barrio was to be transformed into the brave new world of behavior modification that the Terminators in City Hall had concocted as a solution to their fear and ignorance. Because that's what it was, fear. What to do with these Mexicans? I mean, the blacks had been enough of a problem, and Mexicans had acquiesced right after the suit riots of the 50s, but their hairs had sprouted. Their heirs had sprouted right up in a mean way, because this time around, they were not at a loss for a cause. No, señor. This time, there was this thing called Chicano movement brewing locally, just as Ho Chi Minh was drafting his own to cast off the European invasion and cut the new opium wars off at the pass with class struggle. The strategy seemed to be holy, wouldn't you know it? Cut the barrios in half or quarter them colonial style with the asphalt horse, never mind Troy or hell. In fact, our barrios, like everything else in the corporate man's world, was to be dissected, analyzed, and synthesized into a profitable protean manifestation of an appropriable anomic and anemic strata of, in their mind, the rabble at the cross. Progress sidewalk to nowhere, they, city stepfathers, figured for the dwellers of Caquita Shores. Caquita Shores, known by that name only to the homeboys in La Logan, initiated into the art of placa spraying the wall and making turf with an urban tattoo. ¿Y qué? 4,000 pa survived even though the prices went up. A bowl of rice and beans and chile colorado with all the tortillas you or I could eat was only 1 cora, or as it were, 25 calcos or cents. The murales were to come later as el queso got sandwiched into the torta that a jalapeño movimiento got aged to flavor. Saber, the illustrator of our image. Never mind the car club that later arrived, humping asphalt down the broken line that was designed to be a highway petrol station smack in the middle of the barrio. No colonia. Ya basta con don Diego. Ya basta con don Diego. Cobalis raza. ¿A dónde chingados vamos? That was a little narration about Chicano Park. And the thing about that is that this not only happened here, this happened all over the nation in every Chicano barrio. You know, barrios were quartered in half, you know, urban under the guise of urban renewal and whatnot. But we had the fortune to have visionaries and activists at the time who, in spite of our political and ideological differences, got together and liberated that park, which was going to be a highway patrol station. Like if we didn't have enough placa in the barrio, you know what I mean? Qué cosas. There will be no bullfights this fall. Hummingbirds suckle. Today I mean, there be no clouds. One rose blooms, red, pink, and swallows drink again are swept. The pool be still. The learning has begun. Honey bursts and trickles out magnolia pistols. Man today walking old, begging for alms, proud face, Cuauhnahuac proud and hungry, no family, no kin, a cot, tobacco, some squash, chile, maize tortillas, some beans, and little hope. Slow change crawling, revolutionary rhetoric rattles in Tenochtitlan. another Mexican. So be it. Reaganitis prevails pyramidically. Pyramidically, a mummy wails for a worthy burial place. Medically, in Germany, sour Regan means acid rain. A song reverberates, however, my ear connects spinal column revertebrates. The sound of it all, obsidian eyes, uranian smile, perfect wit, and obvious love thy corpus. Aye, you talking to me? Gruz got an embracing kiss, been mirrored, eyes filled with love. Witnesses these and those sheets, humid, yes. We have loved in our red dawns, your blushing cheekbones radiating, emanating peace. Teeth have caressed left shoulder, now turned between dark breasts, lies left arm, humid up against ardor hot. Vertical lips pulsate between entwined pubis, legs lay streaming with our thighs. Flesh has awakened, dawn again, yes. Whirl thee again, Gemersheim or Phoenix, departing now, to Bremen or Leon, below thee, northern star. The sun above us, below thee, rainbow glow, guiding light cross asphalt is smile. Somebody be gerbil song, being born bell tolling clanging, zur, zur. The morn in Bremen sparks half-moon train to Frankfurt people. Exquisite smiles throb a heartful. We don't need mummies. We don't need mummies. Last I heard in Deutschland, in Tolan, mist returns, strolling down up to La Giants. Womankind, person, choice, ankle, foot, countenance full of mind. Lost eye, she fine featured, cheekbone, kiss, mouth, waist, moon-breasted sigh. Interlaced, Teotihuacan, thighs quivering. Huracan is being born, thunder words, sparse. Lips, all six wet, yes, life be choice, and so love be. Vertical smiles rain, yes, the postran. I long still for thee, Raza, you be, and I with you. There be where Seacatl, Topilcin, Quetzalcoatl dialogue with hummingbirds and butterflies. Papalotl do, dissipation, concatenation, flapping wings in Guanajuato. Here in Guanajuato, dogs rule 7-1. They outnumber humans. Cats don't count though, Siamese or otherwise. There be many more eyes, sparkles, dreams of survival. Mummies remain mummies and mute. Wish Runny was here to see his fate through the alley streets in the crisis his economy has wrought. A plague and an old shoeless man spoke to me of his old cacique feathers, lost, bygone, with the exodus of the village's youth searching for work. Rocking, rock and roll and hope. Infrahuman powers here in this colonial cloister hover. We are protected. Golden carp can't touch one. The New Mexico Mondragones should visit Guanajuato. Dew drawn, the lines at the tortilleria. Nahuales smiling. The pulque quilted sierra waiting. There will be no bullfights this fall in Amerindia. Now that was a poem that has to do with journeys, you know, and that was one of my first journeys outside of this Anglo-American. Como lo digo yo, nos estamos fundidos de Anglo-América, ¿verdad? Y tuve la oportunidad de ir a Alemania y me di cuenta in Germany that our work as artists, as painters, as writers, as musicians, is really better appreciated in Europe than it is here. Perhaps because we're like exotic over there. I don't know why, but the other reason is clearly because people over there appreciate culture and the arts in a totally different perspective. Over here, the arts are more like seen as entertainment. And for entertainment, you know, we have all kinds of things here. So the arts are not really appreciated for what they are valued in other parts of the world. So I find that to be quite enlightening to me. My work has now been translated into German, Italian, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, and even Madrileño, Español, vaya joder, yo estoy hablando también por allá, ¿verdad? Pero bueno. You be black, don't step back, sit you now down to the front, this be your buzz. You be brown, don't stick around, traverse the full length inside the belly of the shark and take his hard hour. You be right, you not be alright, be left to do what got to be done. You be ready, make sure all the children be fed. Do wake up the dead. You be busy being born. You be you as I be I and we be we. Be history you, I, we make. Be her story you, I, we bake. Be you, I, we one people, one earth, one fluid, one breath, one love. Yes. Next poem is titled Chalk Falling Blues. And this is a style that led me, this is a style of writing that led me to into producing prose. So this is in between poesía y prosa. So it's like poesía, you know, it's like not poetry and not prose, it's like poesía. I don't know what to call it. Pero ahí va la cosa, ¿no? This is entitled Chalk Falling Blues. Clintonicillin bid dispense from White House, yes, Wilsonitis prevails, preaching psalms for prisons and califas, no cure in sight yet for AIDS. Ignorance or racism thriving in desastre landia, fraught by quakes and floods and firestorms and mudslides in Malibu 3 feet high. There be no dinero for school teachers or libraries, let alone librarians. Walking unemployment lines lengthening, no end in sight. Recession dipping down to short fallen budgets. Buying border guard beef up as agents get acquitted in Arizona, in Texas, in California for killing Mexicans sin documentos, looking for work. No daily tortilla ready to be rolled con chile, pues tampoco hay arroz ni frijoles. Though an adobe wall and cactus couldn't rise, aunque la pared de Berlín y la cortina de hierro cayeron, and Cuban tobacco y azúcar are anathema, and new age politically correct productos deseables, Vietnamese zinc and selenium may yet lift the embargo against its borders. But Cubas remain unspoken on lips that can't be read, enunciating free trade there, even though we now do it with the Rusos. ¡Qué sura, no! ¿Quién les entiende? Ni en su propia casa, dijo ella, when she read about the ratón mega brain experimento with electrodes enchufados to the hedonistic centers and rats joyfully dying, failing to provide themselves with food, drink, and rest or partake of the luxury and abundance served on the other side of their spacious cage, opting instead for the incessant pressing of pleasure pedals, perdiéndose, pudriéndose placenteramente, las cárceles albergan adictos, and the bancos profit from mediatized sales of products unnecessary for wealth, wisdom, or wellness, scarce commodities, in a market where divorce, drugs, and drive-bys plague family and country, también, blacks, killing blacks in South Africa y cualquier ghetto, Mexicans, killing Mexicans in cualquier barrio, including La Madre Patria, Asians killing Asians in California and Hong Kong, whites be killing whites in Eastern Europe and every low-income hood in Yanquilandia, cupboards to coffins be common in Sarajevo, gun sales going up everywhere, hunger, ignorance, injustice be embedded institutionally, Calpulli time coming to Mexico, ejido warriors rising out of Zapatista ashes, planting derechos indigenistas in Chiapas y Guatemala bleeds on, Amerindia clamors for un nuevo socialismo, new rainbow, yet to brighten Earth's crust or the face of all the children in its bosom. La esperanza for a new day resides in the will of man and woman to say no to fear and greed, and yes to love, and miracles will happen if we struggle singing salsa, if we struggle singing salsa, if we struggle singing salsa, dijo ella, letting go of fear serenely, letting go of greed tranquilos, saying yes to love y sus milagros, struggle singing salsa, vamos, ya pueblo amerindio, vamos todo a luchar, vamos, ya pueblo de Asia, vamos todo a liberar. Vamos, ya pueblo europeo, vamos todos a luchar. Ya pueblo africano, vamos todos a liberar. Ya pueblo arcoíris, vamos todos a humanizar. Vamos todos a humanizar, ¿qué no? Que sí, chico, que sí.
The next piece is
in español, ¿verdad? How many of you speak in Spanish? So the rest of you are culturally depraved, I mean deprived?
Can we turn it down a little bit?
Sure.
This is the volume.
This is el volumen.
El volumen.
El volumen. El volumen. El volumen. You know, I really recommend that, you know, there's several books that now talk about this, but there's one book in particular called Megatrends I don't know if any of you have read it. If you haven't, you should. In this particular book, one of the things that Nesbitt talks about is the three language requirements that any functional citizen in the United States will have to meet at the turn of the millennium. And the millennium has turned. We are now engaged in counting the first year of the millennium, 2001. And he says that three languages are necessary to be a functional citizen of Estamos Hundidos de Angloamérica. And that is computer language, standard English, and standard Spanish. So I was glad to read that. Spanish is not a luxury. It's not something that you learn to go to Tijuana and una cerveza, por favor. Okay. Dos tacos de carnitas. You can pick that up real easy. But it's a form of communication, and it opens up a completely new world, a completely new way of looking at things. So I strongly recommend that you take the learning of Spanish as seriously as you take the learning of computer informational systems and things of that nature. You know, we're not going away. You know, no matter how much you legislate, you know, que English only, que la mamá de Tarzan, que vino chica y solo habla inglés, that's not going to happen. We're not going to disappear. Aquí estamos y no nos vamos. Y esa es la meta, you know. I worked for a while in the Valley at the San Jose State University Calexico campus. And it was very inspiring to do that because over there, la mayoría de la gente habla español, you know, y hablan muy bien español. Y, incluyendo gente que no son mexicanos, digo, yo me encontré muchos afroamericanos, por ejemplo, que hablan un español, pero divino, y este tipo de dónde vino, que tú veniste de Veracruz, chico, tú acabas de llegar, ¿verdad? ¿En qué bote tú llegaste? No, pero yo soy aquí. Bueno, vaya. Culebra. Las faldas de Mexicani trafican cilantro, orégano y limonadas, chimichangas, cachanillas, Nescafé y delicado sin filtro, tecates con sal y tequila chasers, menudo, conexiones con el centro y tranzas con el DF, San Felipe camarones y política norteña, aunque guayabereando desiertos de caribes humedades, con todo y sus platanares, los dátiles y las uvas no dejan de hacer sangría. La noche huele a matadero, la sangre de toro se bebe caliente. Somoza ha muerto, bayoneteado, fusilado a trizas con bazucas y metrallas automáticas. Al Shah se lo llevó el veneno de su bilis arrogante, mientras Kissinger mantiene sus diarios diplomáticos sorreando más que Rommel en el desierto de Madison y Wall Street. El vello de oro todavía danza con el toro. No hay capa, escudero o picador con lanza que plante daga al cerebellum transnacional. Qué sura, ¿no? This next poem is another one of those long poems that go between poetry and prose. And this is entitled, Do You Dare? Moon full of diamonds, look, everything I do carves a lost song, treasure smile with your eyes as I purse my lips in poverty. Material, you know, heart remains whole, spirit loving one earth despite the news about Mars, weak, triangle warp, 12 strings, maybe these still cold, lava reaps, new land, hope, faith in us. Cherish the will to be ourselves, selfishly we walk meadows, do not go beyond pride, shine, sunflower, live, struggle, cut cane, plant orchids, count the petals of the rose, amatista perhaps, the Russian stones, alexandrines in Siberian dunes, remain what you, I be doing, got no dough, got no cookies, a la cookie, for see in silence peace prevails, Pablo plucking bougainvilleas, cats talking birds, singing, yet I think about you, cause the grapes served in chalice, no mind the moods, the budget cuts, the clumsiness, the ignorance, the barking dogs, pray, count blessings, gold matters not, sliver, cast off my eye, thy eye, stone you be pure, I profess, clarity, midnight carriage, sand dollar doves rise within, an eagle swooping down to capture rat crawl, one day Babylon will recall the tongue that bow spoke in obsidian arrowheads, capturing cactus flower beds at dawn, peyote mist, dreams past, nightmarish military black gold blots, locking earth clouds, rainless quaking, rattling huracanes, fast winds wallowing shells, upturning melodies, missions. Yes, justice. for all, truly for some, we be not included. Could have played that part, yet not my play. Coolness, frankness, fondness, catness, willfulness, Elliotness and Hooverness, damnness, touchiness, jaguarness, treeness, beeness, antness, smokelessness, lifelessness, firelessness, sexlessness, bodilessness, mindlessness, brutlessness, rootlessness. A new sun sparkles us again, warm, bright, drumming sunflower, unwind, light, earth flow, bee treasure, tinkling bells, sling shooting platanares, mirasol, rushing candidates abound, rushing candidates abound, yet children have no shoes, beans are hard to find, rice and tortillas lack comales, what for, whoever, whoso, what whip, remain, water snake, milpas rise still, and corn cobs spit golden hairs off green husks. The blades of cane slice the skin off our hands. We sweeten coffee, canela, chocolate boxes, soaping mother single as quail bush ideology. Black gold requires a new greed and a new prostitute manifesto for transnationals guised as open trade. DNA, DEA, DOA, USA, Crastivo Culón Unborn, Nonato, HUD, DUI, ABC, CIA, drumming, sunflower, unwind, wind light, earth flow, bark, lava, magma, showtime, magnitude, amplitude, thermometer in blood, be tracing, tracy dicks, search, seek, swallow thorns, forget the roses, flutes, ink, no more songs, whales frolic still past this shore, aguacatli flower blooms, bone bee brotherhood, bastion bee sisterhood, survives, sweeps down winds, spring water shoot up the meadowed oaks, weeping willows, eucalyptus flutter with mariposa reinas de su espacio, otters climbing pearls and sweating vinegar, jobs are hard to find, asphalt eats rubber off walking shoes, leather skin bone becomes before beckoning, surrender simmer softly sinking across eye flutters, two palm trees smiling, Lincoln Rose laughing, be a foster parent, parent not your own, the other a swan flower, sunflower, swim flower, to the shore, sharks await thy drum, looking still for you, Reina Mora. Shoe thyself, clothe thyself, house thyself, love thyself, and I will shawl shell clam off the rock, lobster boil within, salted pot, lime luster leak, no lead, we be not carving death, being born, being be bodacious, carry pearl, silver, onyx, crap on bull, there be no more Alexandrines left for anyone bearing hemlock. Poets, pee off suicide as meaningless. Suicide? No dice. Play chicken, some other clip. Keep heart whole, love, be one, be one. We be banal, bear, bear, honey. Cast your hemlock to the sea. You know, life is a beach, and then you have to swim to shore. Wave, this forehead is now yours. The satchel of my left arm, that thought be mine as well, be filled. I know nothing of a lamp unless my touch bears candles. Wicks suck oil to the flame. You stand under the rain. Fire prevail center lest our planets be gone. There be no more than one star. Wind carries through. Sliver moons prevail. Those of us who cherish trim thy Venus mound. Some surrenders. You be I. Tis the hunted, not the panther. You be narrow. I the arrow. Tis the hunter. Not the hair. Are you pubic? Do you dare? Those are poems that come out of this particular collection. You know, for many years, I did not engage in the writing of what people call love poetry or erotic poetry. Even though that's how I began to write when I was in elementary school. I attended Crastivo Culón, as I told you. It's a military Catholic school, and it was a school for boys, of course, military Catholic. And I was there on scholarship. It's, you know, only the rich people went, you know, the children of the rich went to that school, but I was there on scholarship, so I was there in the company of people that had money. They always had money. After school, they went and had Sundays, they went and had malls and all of that. I didn't have a penny in my pocket, you know. So then I met a girl across the street in the nuns' school for Catholic school for girls, and then I met her by writing a poem to her, a love poem. She loved the poem. It became boyfriend and girlfriend, And then one day I found, I thought she was rich too, you know. I says, no, I'm on scholarship, igual que tú, menso, you know. Órale pues, pues que de aquella, same class. Pero she was pretty sharp. She says, you know, I wish I knew a trick, something to do, you know, to get their money into our pockets without stealing it, you know. I says, well, menso, you know, why don't you sell poetry? You sell poetry, you're crazy, you just want to buy poetry. I says, look, those mensos, riquitos, you know, the mantequilla, they don't know how to talk to the girls across the street. Se queda como a voces drooling at them. Ay, qué chulada. You know? But they never talk to anybody, you know? So you know how to do it. You got the lip, man. You know how to write. So what do you suggest I do? He said, Mira, tell one of the guys to identify one of the girls. I will find out what this girl is all about, whether you can cater to her vanity, to her academic acumen, to her social status. You know, I'll find out what makes her tick, what buttons to press. You write the poem, he signs the poem, the guy that identified the girl, he pays you 25 cents, I deliver the poem, she pays me 25 cents, we have 50 cents, and 50 cents, at that time, we're talking about money, you know, really, you know, the dollar and the peso were pretty equivalent at that time. So you're crazy, it's not going to work. Lo and behold, it did, you know, it did. So that's how I started writing poetry, love poetry, but it was not until as of late that I dared to do the same thing with this collection, Zeta Eros. In that poem and a couple of others that I might have a chance to read, I will present them to you. I think what I want to do right now, there's a couple here that I would like to do the... One of the chapters of the novel, and this is the novel has seven chapters. The first one is called Juan. Second one is called Tú. Third one is called Three. The fourth one is called Four. Fifth one is called Five. Luego Six, y luego Seven. And I'm going to read Seven. And this has to do with the takeover of Chicano Park and the establishment of the Chicano Free Clinic. And like I say, you know, and I must say this before I start reading this. I have a disclaimer in the novel that says, resemblance to any actual person is deliberate. The historical time space, be real, based in the belly button of Aztlán, San Diego, inspired by a real character, Emiliano Zapata del Ejido de Anenecuilco, Morelos. All other characters' names have been changed to protect the guilty. Para que no se agüite nadie, you know, I don't want to be sued. So a disclaimer should serve as some kind of protection. Seven. The congas are cooking, rolling as it were, drums, skins, pound, hands caressing park. Cacomistli has brought the jaguares. The asphalt must leave. The earth trembles to the top of the neighborhood house. This be war. The children have gathered around a Volkswagen van. There be no microphone. I have a voice. Will not be silenced as my brothers and sisters have already lost their tongues at Memos Junior High School. I roll my tongue in Spanish loudly and menacingly. Raza! I repeat myself rhythmically. Raza! I insist. Esta tierra es nuestra. Esta tierra es nuestra. Repitan, por favor. Les digo, esta tierra es mía. Repitan, esta tierra es mía. No los oigo. Esta tierra es mía. Díganlo. Esta tierra es mía. Esta tierra es mía. Insisto, la tierra es del que la trabaja. Pico y pala, árboles, flores, raza, raza, raza. Somos uno. Somos uno. Los berets de San Diego están presentes, tecatos armados hasta los dientes también, toltecas con sus pinceles, y yo, Chandro, aquí buscando y encontrándome en inglés y en español, señoras bringing arbolitos y frijoles de olla, rice en chile, tortillas, la patrulla se retiran, los nuestros, our people gather without fear, unbending, chanting, comemos, destruimos el asfalto, joy abounds, Acomishli places drums, we advise him to retreat. I have now a megaphone. His drums carry, and the warriors are well armed. Corazones invencibles on bending. Tlacui and Cosmos, be ready. El Pelón signing off cops. Jamón is awed. Gomez be tearing through the asphalt. I know nothing. Jose has the guns, Aconisli the drums. Huitzil, again, be shooting every placa with the most accurate lens. I have called the sacerdotes, Susanita y todas sus dotes. This be blessing for our land. Que chingue su madre Reagan y todos sus achichinques. I am ready to live and I am ready to die. La Placa stands by my side. I have no idea what moves me. David is my bodyguard and Tommy his. She watches over us. Chila prays as the soap frolics non-violently. We take the neighborhood house and bullfighter takes the wall with colors, easels and brushes. The aguacate tree blooms con chorizo, frijoles y arroz en las cuatro milpas. Nati nos cuida. Petra también. My language loses itself in the tongue of the old jaguar Acomisli and his drumming and his weaponsless war, musically stone and rhythms I acquiesce. All the storms I rest. I am married to the bronze and Tizoc's father, so I leave my body and rest and travel bodiless. The concrete octopus chokes our barrio, a park and a lot of raza be born before our father's son, who lights our faces, rising cheekbones, sweating foreheads. The earth in our hands vibrates fertility. I have nothing to say. Acomisli speaks in my dreams. What it is ain't what it was, neither is it what it will be. What it is what it does, what's been done, just what it was. What will be what will do, someday shall be, when what does be what it is. Del dicho al hecho, mucho trecho, trecho hecho, hecho el dicho, dicho y hecho, digo yo. Y yo qué sé. Nada, mijo, si no te ahogas, decía mi padre. Nada, mijo, si no te ahogas, decía mi padre Baltasar. Que en paz descanse. Así como tú, tranquilo, ahora duermo y me desprendo y me voy para Velarde, para Taos. I am Zen Za, solar clouds, enchanting lullabies bring us together at the Sandia mountain range, la tarde falling, frescura fresca, fresh healing, volando, aloteando. Collective light, I find you in the breeze, in the fire heart that you and drums dancing, red clouds cross the dusk, sinking the moon appears, scorched by the night skirt of stars, mirrored in your obsidian eyes, Diana Cazadora Hermana, Susana de Pinceles Sonrisas, serenely we traverse a warrior's path with eternal arrow melodies, fleeting clouds, libertarian voices of Amerindian pueblos, alabando las tardes, yet welcome lluvias de fuego de Tlaloc. Justice, yes, we want to witness brutality no more to bear, for justice not a uniform, nor is violence any law. We see our nation hoop today with serenity, seek justicia, and march today, an end to la brutalidad, pa cultivar our way of life, of lucha, of laureling our labor, of love, of legitimacy and liberty. All written letters be legion, be legend, be lineage, be raza, 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 raza. Acomisli be drumming on the roof of the neighborhood house. Doña Laura is holding off the perros with a wall of welfare, right, señoras? The berets be inside and will not leave or be taken out by force without armed resistance. Negotiations with the neighborhood corporation be spearheaded by the Chicano Federation, embodying all Mexicans in San Diego, including MAPA and the GI Forum. Pete, Herman, and Jesse se fajan los pantalones. Pancho catalyzes the talks. Los perros se retiran. La raza needs a free clinic. Jose comes out with David and Tommy and Irene and La Güera and Rico. And all of us face the music y los cantos. Y que viva la clínica chicana. Y que viva el parque chicano. Y que viva César Chávez. Y que vivan los berets. Y que viva la federación. Y que viva el GI Forum. Que viva MAPA. Que viva Mecha. Que viva Aztlán. Que viva, que viva, que viva, que viva la raza. The Toltecas charge the pillars in Chicano Park. The asphalt, no longer seeds be planted, and instead, Tizoc, Tlaloc, and Tonantzin will be baptized. Toltec style, marcha dancing round the park and the clinic. All is well, I have to grade my Chicano foreign culture class term papers. I'm behind, got to catch up. I'm preparing a course in Chicano psychology and another one in Chicano literature. With Seal and I are putting together our first anthology of Chicano poetry from our creative writing classes, to be titled El Ombligo de Aztlán. What a task Huitzil takes on, asking carnales y carnalitas if they would allow him to photograph their belly button. Who knows? He would say, tu ombligo may be the winner. I thought he was mad at first, but then we'd see le está bien loco, that's a given. Pero le pendejo no tiene nada, este comrade. I assured him. The sisters would slap his face, cast him as a sexista, machista, baboso, but lo and behold, he gets more than 50 photos of the most beautiful ombligos de mujer that anyone can visualize. Y los vatos, check it out. Todos shy. ¿Y pa' qué quieres fotografiar mi ombligo ese? He only gets 10 photos from males, los más en shapes, tú sabes. They were not so shy. In fact, they tried to bribe him to win and take the cover of the anthology to brag about their belly button. ¿Qué cura, no? La raza es de bronce y no se aguanta. Mira, mira quién habla. Yo tampoco. I confess my trespasses, father, mother, Susana, sana, sana, colita de rana, Susana, sana, sana, colita de rana.
Okay. I'd like to do a few more poems. This one is a poem that kind of reminds me of what I did in elementary school at that Castillo Colón military school that I told you about. Because the same thing has happened to this poem that happened to those poems. People have lifted up this poem, taken it out of this collection, written it by hand, sent it to either a boyfriend or a girlfriend, and signed it themselves. I swear, I had a dear friend of mine, you know, we've known each other for about 25 years, and she calls me up one day and says, Alorista, let me read you a poem and see what you think. She says, since when do you write poetry? You know, no, I just got this poem for my boyfriend. You know, I want you to read it, and, you know, to hear it out. And tell me what you think. And then I'll tell you what I think. You know. So she read me the poem, and I said, oh, shit. You know, oh, my God, what is going on? What am I supposed to tell her? You know, am I supposed to tell her, look, that's my poem. He lifted it out of my collection. No, I'm not going to do that. And says, so what do you think? Oh, I think it's a great poem. Whoever wrote that, it's solid, tú sabes. Está firme el vato. You know. And I said, yeah, right. I said, Alorista, you wrote this. Now, why would you say that? Didn't your boyfriend send you that? I didn't send you that. My boyfriend signed it, but this is your style. You know, it's amazing, you know, she knew my styles. Said, so come on, did you write it? You know, now, why would you want to know that? I mean, you know, he wrote you the poem, you know, I was trying to skirt the issue. And says, look, the reason why I want to know, I'm not going to tell him that I know, but I want to buy the collection. Oh, that's the case. Yes, I wrote it. Ahora le compra la mija. You know. Anyway, this is simply, and this is one of the poems that in this collection I wrote originally in Spanish, but then I translated it entirely in English, and I'm going to read it in English. It's entitled Dos. No one touches my eyelids like your lips, or hugs my imagination like your hips. No one kisses my vision like your thighs, or sees my passion like your breasts. No one suckles my childhood like your eyes, or couples my attention like your rhythm. No one thinks my fingers like your feet, speaks my love like your moans. No one smiles my coming like your verticality, remembers my patience like your womb. No one, I am before you, behind you, below you, to your right, my left, to your left, myself, above, within, and without. I, you, be no one, two, us, dos, Dios, si, somos, Dios, yes.
The other one that has been used also in the same kind of vein, you know, somebody will send it to a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Cuando sueño contigo, sueño conmigo, soñamos, dice mi otro yo. Cuando camino, mis piernas me recuerdan a las tuyas, salerosas. Cuando sonrío, tus labios manifiéstanse sobre mis mejillas sonrojadas. Cuando escribo, estas letras escúrrense enamoradas con tu verbo. Cuando enseño el teatro del salón, tira las máscaras y es. Cuando pienso, todas las ideas me acosan y dícenme ella, no más tú. Cuando rezo, las perlas negras escapulan nuestro amor. Cuando deseo, busco rosas en el invierno de nuestra soledad. Cuando olfateo el café matutino, tus labios verticales vierten su aroma.
Cuando fumo, las nubes recogen sus faldas mojadas en la tierra. Cuando me baño, el sol brilla para todos los morros húmedos. Cuando me enamoro otra vez con la chispa de tus ojos, brillo. Cuando respiro, digiero los recuerdos de tu voz y la luna vibra. Cuando las horas machetean su azúcar, colibeo tu miel. Cuando razono, me pierdo en tu faz, tu rostro, tu duda. Cuando pinto, los colores y texturas derrámanse sobre tu tez. Cuando como, percibo lo que me llena para aprender a volar. Cuando platico, los arcos de mis cejas te añoran seriamente. Cuando escucho la música, tu vientre se derrama dulcemente. Cuando bebo, mis dientes añoran tu lengua sobre mis labios secos. Cuando nado, mi cuerpo se estremece entre tus aguas limpias. Cuando me siento, medito y acojo nuestro encuentro imperecedero. Cuando cocino, me entrego a la ofrenda que es maná. Cuando lucho, la cuenta del principio, díceme por ella, por ti. Cuando amo, no conozco a nadie sin tu porte, tu elegancia. Cuando río, solo destruyo la importancia que a veces nos aqueja. Cuando vuelo, no hay alas suficientes para tu pubis. Cuando beso, me arde el corazón con tu lava, flama, magma. Cuando lloro, mis ojos aspiran tu presencia y rocío vaginal. ¿Cuándo? 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 ¿Cuándo?
¿Ven lo que se pierden esos que están culturally deprived? Digo, depraved, o como era. Tengo un poquito de tiempo. I think I'm going to close with a poem to my students. This is entitled to my students. In a world where death is a Yankee hunter, there is no room for a humble Mexican guilt, hesitation, or remorse. There is only time for love and action and revolt and revolution so the children may be fed, clothed, and shoed, so the children may be housed, so the children may be educated to build a new world order based on the economy and industry and technology of peace. Time to be one to do what has to be done, to be busy being born and cast away the unchoice to be busy dying. You know, when you're tired, study, do not be afraid. When you think you can't take it anymore, study, do not be afraid. When you think you're dying, study, do not be afraid. When your eyelids are closing and you can't hold them open, study, do not be afraid. When you think you've had it, this is it, no more, study, do not be afraid. Get busy being born and cast away the unchoice to be busy dying. Muchas gracias.
Si alguien tiene alguna pregunta, algo que quieran comentar, tomates, you know, we want to throw some tomatoes, we need some to make some salsa tonight, you know, just don't throw any stones. Any kind of comment, any kind of question, I will entertain. Anybody?
How tall are you?
I'm serious, this happened, you know, I'm teaching at a high school in Lower Colorado. And you know, I went through this thing with all the students, you know, everybody has to tell me a little bit about themselves, your name, where you're from, your parentage, and you know, blah blah blah, what do you like, and you know, your hobbies, and why are you taking Spanish, and todo eso, you know. So I went through the whole class, you know, it's a get together, you know, o sea, get to know each other, create a little familia kind of environment. And then I asked, do any of you have any questions of me? But, you know, I told them about me. I told them, you know, I was born here, I was born there, I studied here, I did this, I did that, blah, blah, blah. You know, so I went through the whole thing, my short biography with them. And then I said, is there anything else you'd like to know about me? You know, and I thought, well, you know, somebody's got to come up with some question, like, when did you start writing, or, you know, something like that. But no. The tallest, you know, African-American girl in the class, and I'm telling you, I mean, she's like this, you know. She gets up and whoop. How tall are you, profe?
How do you measure the size of a man? From the foot to the head or from the head to the sun?
Huh? Anyway, anybody have any questions? Yes, sir.
Why are you teaching in Denver, not in San Diego?
Pardon?
Why are you teaching in Denver and not in San Diego?
Well, Denver affords me the opportunity. Well, number one, you can't be a prophet in your hometown. See, when I come back to San Diego, when I'm not here and I come back, I'm appreciated. You know. No, de veras, serio, mira, cuando estoy aquí, cuando estoy viviendo aquí, I get two kinds of responses from people. Ah, ¿qué pasó? No sé cómo estás, ahora de que la agregada, yo me traje un abrazo y de aquella, ¿no? Pero the other response that I get, no viene el pinche artista. You know, you can't be a prophet in your hometown, you know, and I find being in Denver, I'm equidistant from Texas and California. And I've been doing some work in San Antonio. I'm going to be going to Houston, Austin, places like that. I'm also close to Kansas, and I didn't know there were any Chicanos in Kansas, as you don't know. But there are Chicanos in Kansas, and there are lots of Chicanos in Chicago. So I'm closer, you know, it's like I'm in a hub, you know, I can go up and to the sides. So it's more central for me. Now, I'll tell you something, there's nothing like San Diego. I miss the beach, I miss the weather, I miss the border. I even miss some of the vendettas that we have around here. You know. Pero aquí hay tanta vendetta, y Dios mío, estamos peores que los italianos, you know? I mean, really. We hold grudges to no end around here. But that's why I'm there. I'm working where I want to work, at a primarily Black and Chicano high school. And it's fun. They keep me young. And I don't have to deal with, see, the university level is a completely different situation. Here we spend more time on doing or getting rid of all the garbage that you have already swallowed. All the prejudices and all the things that you have already swallowed and internalized. Whereas in high school, they're more malleable. They're more pristine. They're not as garbaged out, you know. De veras, es mucho más fácil hablar con ellos que hablar con los estudiantes aquí de la universidad. Porque ya cuando entra uno a la universidad, ya se cree la mamá de Tarzan, you know, you come in, you know, you're swinging up your intellectual trees and doing your Tarzan yells, and you think you know it all, and that's not the case. So, I'm having fun over there. I'll tell you something, I will probably be there a few years, and I'm finding out that the mountains and the snow, the white Christmas, que de aquellas, ¿no? Pero I miss the beach, y no miss la raza. You know, de veras, de allá, pues no se habla mucho el español, y aquí pues sí. Aquí donde quiera que vas, puedes encontrar una persona que habla español, ¿no? Ya sea standard Mexican Spanish or Chicano Spanish, so I miss that. Anybody else? Sí, señor.
I'm a Polish student here studying Chicano theater, and you mentioned that your work is translated to German,
English.
And your translators shared some problems with you, how they deal with bilinguality of your poetry.
How
they deal with bilinguality. With Spanish.
Well, I had the fortune when these translators both in Italy, I don't know how the Chinese and Japanese did it, to tell you the truth. I haven't seen it. I couldn't read it. La neta. Italian, German, Dutch, we agreed that the Spanish would be kept in Spanish, and the English would go into the other language. That was one way of doing it. You know, the other way of doing it was to print the poem just as it appeared originally, and to have the translation as footnotes. But I wanted the original to be there. I wanted the flavor of the original, because there's a reason for writing in Spanish and English. I mean, this is not just, you know, some idiosyncrasy of mine. This is the way we really speak. This is the way we think. This is the way we dream. So this is the way we communicate. So why can't we write that way? I remember the first time that I tried to get my poetry published with El Grito, which was the first journal of Mexican-American thought that came out of Berkeley at the time. Professor Romano was in charge. And I got to meet him down here at Professor Segade's house. I was so excited. I was going to meet an editor, and Professor Segade told me, bring your stuff, you know. And, you know, after dinner, because it's like a little reception for Dr. Romano after dinner, you know, after everybody eats and they have a few glasses of wine or whatever they're drinking, they'll be ready to listen to your poetry. And then, así me dijo el vato, you know, y ahora después ya los agarro pedos, quién sabe, you know. But, lo and behold, I did it. And Romano liked the stuff. Romano liked the poetry. He says, hey, man, this is very good stuff. But send it to me entirely in Spanish, or entirely in English, get rid of the black English and get rid of your pochismos or chicanismos, you know? Le dije, métasela donde le quepa, señor, porque yo no le voy a mandar a matar. You either take it the way it is or it doesn't go. I mean, I know what I'm doing, you know? And, you know, I left. I stormed out. I was really angry. Well, a week later or so, he calls me up and, you know, around 2 o'clock in the morning, calls me up and says, Alorista, yeah, ¿quién fregado me está hablando a las 2 de la mañana? Ya ni la chingan, you know? Soy romano. Y pues yo soy chicano. No, yo soy el profesor romano. Ah, pues yo soy el profesor chicano. No me había dado cuenta. El romano, you know? No. Soy el editor del bla, bla, bla. Oh, yeah, so what do you want? Todo dormido. He says, send me your stuff. It's going to be a hit. Just as it is. You're going to publish it just as it is. He said, yeah, send me your stuff. It's going to be a hit. So I sent it to him, and he was the first one to give me space. In fact, he gave me the front cover of El Grito at the time, which was quite an honor. And that poem has been published all over the place, the one that he selected. So it's the business of writing in English and Spanish is the way we speak, is the way we write, is the way we talk, is the way we dream, is the way we think. So why not write that way? And there's another reason for doing that. That the manner in which I use English and Spanish speaks of the cultural differences and cultural oppositions that we find between Anglo-America and Chicano Spanish-speaking America. So the language itself reflects that. It's not just a matter of writing a poem in English and sprinkling a little Spanish, or writing a poem in Spanish and sprinkling a little English, as a lot of people have tried to do. That doesn't cut it. This has to do with syntax, this has to do with the sound of words, it has to do with a lot of things. It's not just a matter of, ay, lo echan un poquito de pimienta en español y un poquito de sal en inglés, you know. No, it doesn't work that way. Anyway, can I ask you a question? Any other questions? Pues jóvenes y jovencitas, muchas gracias por estar conmigo. My books are in the back. If anyone is interested in purchasing any one of them, I'll be more than glad to sign them. Do have a good day, and thank you very much for having me here.
Thanks for coming. Alurista's books are for sale in the back, and he will be available to sign them. Aquí? Yeah. Aquí.